And now, back to Bad Radio. So, let me get this straight. Brandon is hosting the show, but Rob is there. Why isn't it Brad Radio? Does the show not like people named Brad? Was Rob too cheap to pay for the trademark? What are we doing here? And now, back to the Brandon, Anybody, and Dawn show.
Well, you're wrong, Bob. Person who voices those rejoins. Because Rob isn't here. So, it's not Brad Radio. It is Bad Radio. So... Rob's actually out taking some time to prep for the 3-hour Mix Pick Sports Show coming up today at noon from 12 to 3. So he and Steve are going to be talking about the NFL draft. Day one was yesterday, so they're going to be covering everything that's happened so far and everything that could happen. Also, NHL playoffs, NFL or NBA playoffs, right?
Yeah, NBA and NHL.
There we go. Yep. Okay. I'm not really a sports guy, so I'm doing my best here. Right?
So, and you know they're just gonna like have so much fun the whole time.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you know, like I would be more interested in like the production value. Dawn, you'd be more interested in like the outfits and what who wore it best.
Right.
You know, I was the band geek in high school. I was in the marching band wearing that stupid hat.
Oh my God! Do you have any photos of that?
No.
No.
We didn't wear stupid hats. That was just for comedic value.
Oh, okay.
We did wear green windbreakers though, like bright green, shiny, and they were the most horrific looking things. So ugly.
What did you play?
Trumpet.
Trumpet?
And the skin flute.
I figured we all knew you were a pro at that in middle school, though, right?
That's a little dark, man.
Wow.
Jeez.
On a Friday?
We're having fun.
I was having fun.
You got lucky. You didn't have to wear a dumb hat.
I am. And Kyle, we'll cover why that might have been a little uncomfortable, maybe in like a podcast, like in the future. Yeah.
I'm so lost.
So, did you go to band camp?
I did go to band camp. I did. I was in sixth grade, and I actually called mom to bring me home because I was so homesick. And I was a terribly introverted kid, and I didn't like being away from home. I didn't like anybody else's food. I don't like the way other people's houses smelled.
Yeah.
Like I was very much of a creature comfort kind of guy.
Oh, mom was probably hoping, maybe this will help. Maybe with all of that, right? I wonder what her thinking was.
No.
And then it's like, or hey, I get a break.
No, she was more like, okay, I'm coming to get you right now. Like she was like, she wasn't really like worried about that. It was more my grandma because she funded the thing. So she was like, come on, let's see if we can make it this time. Yeah, but no, I bailed halfway through. It would have been fun, but I was such a loser. Nobody wanted to hang out with me, and we took the shuttle to the lake, and I just kind of just was by myself the whole time.
Yeah.
So, a really uplifting segment
it
so
just
far.
Though.
Kyle, I'm just messing with you, man.
I still don't know what I did wrong.
You did not do anything wrong. It's the skin flute. It's middle school. You know,
that's when I started playing that flute. You know,
so
I think it was middle school.
Maybe we got to talk about like the technique in playing a skin. Like, if you're playing the skin flute by yourself. Like I equate it to having somebody else involved with the skin flute playing.
Oh no, I'm talking solos.
Yeah, I hear you.
And Brandon's also talking about having an audience.
Wow. During the previous segment, segueing awkwardly to this email from Denai.
Oh,
he's writing in because he's the lucky winner for the front row seats upgrade to see Foreigner at the Hard Rock.
Hard Rock Live.
Don't look at me.
I almost said cafe again.
I appreciate when you and Rob look my way as if I'm going to remember a promo.
Well, at least a venue. Don't even retain it. Denai says, blank but he uses the very offensive word that we can't say.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. This makes up for qualifying 4 times for the Cash Cow contest that you guys did recently and not getting a thing.
Well, you did now.
Yep. This is freaking awesome. Happy Friday to me.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Awesome. We're going to be giving away Pete Davidson tickets starting next Monday for premium tickets to see him at the Hard Rock Live, not the cafe. There is a cafe at the Hard Rock Live, though.
Oh, wow.
That's not confusing at all. That show's going to be happening in May, and we're going to start that on Monday. So Kyle actually has a new Kyle cast out coming out on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. It's one of the many new series that we have dropping consistently over the next many weeks, and it's episode 4. And it's actually with you're talking about all about UFOs and your experiences and your potential abduction story.
Yep.
Without giving too much away, the Ron James, the guy from MUFON, so MUFON is actually an affiliate of Ancient Aliens, show on History Channel.
Yeah. If you're a member of MUFON, all the guys in the Ancient Aliens are members of MUFON.
So do you cover your story with him and maybe get some insight as to what you might have experienced?
Yes. I don't want to give too much away, but he thinks that I was possibly used to be bred with other aliens.
Like sourdough?
Yeah, because I had a sexual experience in the dream when I saw the craft that night.
He's thinking
that they're using me to breed with other extraterrestrials.
Whoa, so there might be like a hybrid alien Kyle out there.
There might be.
More than one.
We'll see.
So without going too much into detail, how does that make you feel?
I don't know. Because when he mentioned him, how did I not think of that before? And, when you wake up, I was paralyzed and I couldn't breathe or nothing. So it's a little creepy. It kind of sunk in a little bit. I'm like, what if that is the case? But if it is, and they wipe all of us out on planet Earth, and they repopulate us with the hybrid beings, at least I'll still be here somewhat.
I see. Okay. So you'll live on through blood.
Correct. Yeah, through the hybrids.
So that's... But you probably do not remember how it all went and everything, because that's all a part of the aliens process, right? They don't want you to know that they took you up there and took things from you. So you might have been, the Men in Black little flashy light thing might have wiped your memory.
I remember
a
little bit.
Well, and just to play devil advocate, or none of it happened.
Yeah.
Because we're talking as if this is real to everybody. Not everyone believes this stuff at all whatsoever.
But if you're interested at all, you might. I'm fascinated to hear the story and hear what the MUFON guy, Ron James.
Yep. Ron James.
I keep thinking of Ron Jeremy.
That's Hard Rock Cafe, Ron Jeremy.
We need the Kate McKinnon character from SNL here, smoking her cigarette, talking about her experience with Kyle being taken by the aliens.
Yes, I love those.
That would be great.
Oh, my gosh.
So in the previous segment, we were talking about Hollywood and some of the dark side of Hollywood, and because I was visiting there recently, and going to the Hard Rock Cafe down there was a little bit sad. It wasn't as exciting and fun as you would imagine going to the Hard Rock Cafe. Producer Nick, who's visiting us this week, he's actually got some history in Hollywood, acting and various things, theater, that kind of stuff. And we're talking about late in life actors and how they got their start late in life. And Phyllis from The Office came up. 41 was the age that she started. Was that?
I don't know.
Does that remember?
I have to go back.
I don't know how old she was, but I just know she wasn't. The story was she wasn't even an actress.
Yeah,
they just wanted to throw her in. They thought she would be great for that part,
and she was.
And
you can't picture anybody else but Phyllis in that.
She's such a natural too.
And another funny thing about that is that Phyllis is actually her real name.
Oh my gosh.
And so while Kyle's pulling up the details, I'll tell you that when we lived there, my wife and I referred to Hollywood as the inside of a cigarette. Compared to what you think like on TV and how it's sold, it's just gross. And
it's absolutely spot on.
I don't know. It looks like she has a filmography, and it started back in 1980 in Caddyshack. She was an extra. And then in Once Upon a Forest, she was Abigail's mother, the princess and the goblin. She was a voice narrator.
Why is the story that she wasn't acting? Maybe she wasn't even there for the role. Maybe she was working as an extra on set, or maybe behind the scenes.
Maybe that's what it was.
What came about. Yeah.
And that got me thinking about other late in life actors. And the one that I found really interesting recently was Alan Rickman. His first movie was in Die Hard as Hans Gruber. And
he's
already old.
And he was 41. He was 41 when he started that. And Viola Davis was a late in life in the 40s.
That's right. Okay. Now see the difference between that. Viola Davis in her 40s and Alan Rickman in his 40s. In Hollywood, a woman in her 40s might as well be 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For him, they'll give him roles in his 20s, even though he's 40, right? Like, the doors are wide open.
Mm-hmm. And Bryan Cranston didn't start. It was his role. He was a late-in-life actor as well. Melissa McCarthy, Ken Jeong. He was a doctor that turned into a comedy genius, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the best.
His best role was Knocked Up. I mean, and on The Hangovers.
That's it. That first one. Then it was like, okay, this actor's a little tired.
Honestly, when he then went on whatever that damn show is, The Masked Singer, whatever, that's when he should go back to being a doctor. It's like your time being funny is over. The shtick is done.
And we might need a doctor to help me explain to Kyle what a skin flute is.
Oh, I know what it is.
We got this email from Adam to redradio.com saying, Brando, I'm dying here. I don't think Kyle knows what playing the skin flute actually is, but watching you all stumble through the definition is hilarious. Maybe he should discuss his understanding of the skin flute on his next episode of the Kyle's Corner. Whoa. Not today, but episode 4 of Kyle's Corner with Ron Jones.
Ron James.
Not Ron Jeremy from MUFON and Kyle's dad, available on Rad TV at members.radradio.com at 10 a.m. today.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.